Good. So we're holding in the letter of the Rambam. We saw last time the letter that he wrote to the to his friend. This is another extraordinary letter, which is to a Ger Tzedek, and every part of it is extraordinary, and really something very special. It's a letter to a Ger Tzedek called Ovadia Hager. Higir lai shaylus moron v'rabonin Ovadia, calls him moron v'rabon. Hamaskil hamevin Ger Tzedek, the intelligent understanding Ger Tzedek. Yisham Hashem polo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gimeschar, timaskut Hashem me'im Hashem keisol shebolach zistachas knofov. It's a quote from a pasuk. He obviously was an Arab, but was Mizgaya. So he asked him a few shaylas, one about what he can say as a Ger Tzedek, tefillas and so on. So that's one inyan. Two, to be mazbihim in Agadata. And three, this Avadia Ger had a big fight with his Rebbe, whether or not Yishmaelim are of the Avodah Zarah. And his Rebbe called him an idiot, and he was very upset and offended. Those are three parts of the letter. Shaila Rishayna, al iske abroches v'atfila ben chod ben atzchem tisfal betzibo. In the tefillas that you're davening either belachash or betzibo, hayeshcha loyma lekeinu v'kei aviseinu, ki yisei lekeinu aviseinu, v'ashe kishon v'tzpoisa, v'ashe evdilonu, shebuch abonu, shechaltas aviseinu, shesim mitzayim, shasis aviseinu, ki hol v'yetzin ha'ilu. So all of those Lishaynas that you have over here, where you say an inyan that's negia to call Yisrael, the question is, can a ger say them or not? Tshuva, yesh haloyma hakol kitiknon. You should say it exactly what it says. Ve'al tishan edova, don't change it. Ale kemoy sheispal vivor kol ezach miYisrael. Just like anybody, any yid says these things, it's roiv you to say these brachas and tefillas. Whether you daven b'yichidus or shliach tzibur. V'ikah dava, why? So I mean, the obvious issue is lemaisa. Avram Avinu is not his father. So he says, "Sha'avram Avinu hu shalimed kol ha'om v'hiskilom." Avram Avinu taught everybody and gave them to understand. And taught them MS, the MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Yichud. He rebelled against the Avodah Zarah, as was Mayfair, and he destroyed the Avodah Zarah. He brought a lot of people to Shechinah. Lefikach, kol mi sheyisgaya atzeiv kol aderes, v'chol amiyachet shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'mo shekosev b'Torah. So therefore, anyone who will ever become a ger, and anyone who is miyachet shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talmido shal Avraham Avinu ubnei beisahem, he is a talmid of Avraham Avinu, and he's a member of Avraham Avinu's household. K'mo shekosev b'Torah. Just like by teaching, he brought back his door to Torah, to Emes. Included in the tzavo that is mitzav bonov bnei beisai is this concept of including anyone who'll ever become a ger, that's his ruchnisik household. Nimtza Avraham Avinu av lezarek shenol chamidrachav. Avraham Avinu is a father for all his zarei kasha, obviously lemait yeshma and so on, who go bedrachav. Ve'av letalmidov, and he's an av to all his talmidim. Ve'heim koil ger sheizgaya, any ger sheizgaya. So any ger that's nizgaya, Avraham Avinu is his father. I once heard from Soloveitchik, he said, and so on. So he said, it's phrased very awkwardly. it's still our fathers, our forefathers, Terach was still an Eved Azara. You know, the Ashav Kibana Mokum, it should say, Betchila, we were Eved Azara, because Rose Makarvas. But wasn't it Betchila, Avesena Eved Azara, and then an Kibana Mokum? So he said that with the advent of Kirvanu HaMakom, the concept of fatherhood changed from being a biological reality to being a ruchnisik dimension. So Terach is not our father anymore, even though biologically he caused Avram, he's not part of our fatherhood. So what he's saying over here is extending the other direction. Avram is the father of anyone who fits that surah that Avram brought into the Bria, that emes that Avram brought to the Bria. Lefikach Hashem Elokeinu Aseinu Shavramu Avicha V'yesh Chaloyma Shinchaltas of Aseinu Shel Avram Nitna Oretz, and you're part of that. Shinema Kumis Alch Baretz Alarch Alarch Bekachat Neno Avol Sheitzei Sonim Yitzrayim Ashal Sinisim Aseinu In Rotzel Lashanas Loyma Sheitzei Sisom Yitzrayim Ashal Sinisim Lisrael Emor V'im Loishi Nisa Kulum. But let's say one just keep down here, everyone else does. Eimekach Hefzid. It's not, there's nothing wrong. Me'achar she'nichnasa t'chasav ha'shchina v'nilveisa al Hashem, since you came on the Kamf ha'shchina, you became shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein kan hefesh b'neinu v'encho. You're part of this umma. V'chol ha'nisim she'nasu kilu lonu u'lecho nasu. And then he brings a support for it. Hare oimer b'yishayah, it says in Yishayah, v'al yimer b'nanecha nilva l'Hashem le'imor, Havli Avdan Hashem Me'el Amoy. The Goy who comes to Mitzaref to Klal Yisrael should not say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kept me apart from his nation and I'm not part of the nation. Ein Sham Hefresh Klal Beineinu Bein Kol Chol Dover. There is no difference between us and you. Vaday Yesh Chol Levorech Asher Boch Habonu Asher Nasolonu Asher Bilonu שכבר בוכה הקדוש ברוך הוא, בוכה הקדוש ברוך הוא, הבדילכו מן אומס, נוסחה התוירה, שהתוירה לנו ולגרם ניתנו. So all these major events in Klal Yisrael were given to us and to anyone that will become the Nistapeach to Nachas Hashem. שנמה הכהל חוקה אחת לכם ולגר, הגר חוקס אוילם דעוסיכם לכם כגל ויפה השם. תוירך זאת איך ילכם לגר הגו איתכם. Vidai says, "Kavoseinu sheyotzim Mitzrayim, Ruben Avda Vadazara Mitzrayim." Most of our forefathers who left Mitzrayim Avda Vadazara. It's Arvu Bagoyim. They got mixed in Goyim. V'lomdu Maseim. At Sheshalach Kadosh Baruch Hu Meish Rabbeinu V'Rabim Shel Kol Anevim V'Vidalonim Min Amim V'Chnisan Etas Kaf Hashchina Lonu Chol Agerim V'Som LeKulanu Chuka Achas. So, in a certain sense, the act of taking as Mitzrayim was a klolistic egeris. So technically they were all Jewish, but tachlis, they were all part and parcel, they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and coming to Kanfei Shechina, it was a process for them and for you that was equal. Val yeh yichuschal kal beinecha. Don't make light of your yichus. And he says a fascinating point. He says, "Im onu misachs Avraham Yaakov, we consider ourselves Avraham Yaakov. Ato misyaches lemisha ama v'hoyolam. You are misyaches to misha ama v'hoyolam. V'chem ifurish b'Yisraya, ze yoyma l'Hashem oni v'ze yikro b'shem Yaakov. Hager yoyma l'Hashem oni v'yisrael yikro b'shem Yaakov." So, in a certain sense, you have a stronger yichus than I have. You misyaches to a directly to Elokei Avram, to Elokim, and while I am Bnei Avram. V'chein, ma sh'amarnu l'cho b'inyin avroch sh'eshan edover, ra'il zeh mesechus bikurim. Tamon t'nin, and it says, ager meivin n'koyre, sh'enioch leh ma sh'enish b'ashem asinu v'losis lonu. Sh'u mishal b'fnei atzmoy, he says Elokei Avos Yisrael. Sh'eshal etzaknes, he says Elokei Avos Seichem. Zehu stam mishna, v'hil reb meya, ve'ena halacha. So there is a sheet like that. There's a meh. We don't pass like that. Al kamoish nesparash b'yishalmi tamon amrinon tni b'shem Reb Yehuda ger atzmoy mevi koyri my time ke ava going go in saticho le shava yisa of la ram me karta bu khala prius e bi shuba levi ama halacha ke bihuda also of the kamera vu va ke bihuda so we pasak bihuda and a ger says ela ashana satalonu and ela ke bisenu hine nes baro khosh shkhloi ma shnish va sham bisenu bi shavrom of lonu Avram is the father for anybody that goes in Derech Hashem. So the first thing that the Rambam tells us is that the Avos of Avram extends to anybody that is considers himself a Ben Avram, a follower of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyver Hashem, and so on. That is point one. Shaila Shnia, a second question. Be'inyan Hakavei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. So someone had asked him about Hakavei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. Now, the reason this is a type of topic that will come up a lot because a lot of people, especially Arabs and Muslims, believed in determinism. And everything is whatever Allah wants, v'chulu v'chulu. So, and some people said Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Shemayim, it means all ma'asim that we do, all mitzvahs na'averus are b'dei Shemayim, except for the one mitzvah of Yetzer Shemayim. Tshuva, kol ma shamarta ata. So he obviously had argued with somebody, and he presented what he said to the Rambam and what the other person said, and he asked the Rambam who's right. Kol ma shamarta ata ki kol ma'aseh bnei adam einam b'gzeirah bnei abayrei. That which you said that nothing that a person does HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes wrong, hu ha'emes shein b'daifi. You're absolutely right. In other words, anything that a person is within a person's purview to do is his doing. Ulefikach noisne sacha im holach b'derech toive. That's why he gets schar. V'nifroim mimenu im holach b'derech ro. And that's why you get punished if you do bad. V'chol ma'asev ne'odom bichlal yiras Hashem hi. This maimer chazal is not coming to tell me yiras Hashem as opposed to avas Hashem and tzitzis and tefillin and anything. It's yiras Hashem in this chazal is a kololistic phrase that includes all types of Avos Hashem. B'zeh chazal hakob shemayim. So what does it mean, hakob shemayim? So what is the part that's the shemayim? And the mice at the end of the day, everything a person does fits either mitzvah avera. I mean, there are almost no activities we do that don't fit into one or the other. So what does Chazal mean? Hakav Shemayim. V'zeh shom Chazal Hakav Shemayim b'minhogo shel olam v'salara tevitivoy. We're talking about nature. Mineilonis chayos nefashos mados kagam malachim. Anything that does not fall under the jurisdiction of man is b'dei Shemayim. We spoke about it in Pirkei Avos. And also in Hilchos Tshuva, where he speaks about Bechira and so on. V'chol ha'meniach devarim shebi'arnu shein bnuyin al yesodei olam v'hoylech mechafis ba'godoi v'medrish oi v'divrei echot min ha'goyim zal das. He says, so if a guy hunts around and fishes and finds some medrash someplace or something that Goyen said, and his medayik one word kipshuta, you see, it says Hakav Shachos Yerushalayim, it means everything but Yerushalayim. So he finds someplace a memra and he touches it literally. He said, it said what we said makes so much sense, is so right. If somebody goes and fadrays it, he says, Einel Ma'abat Matzah Das, he's committing spiritual suicide. V'day l'ma she'ase b'nafshe. I guess his punishment is what he's done to himself, something like that. V'zeh sham l'cha rabcha, and your Rebbe told you, bita shal l'ploini l'ploini, mama plain l'ploini. So he says, his Rebbe told him, it says that bas plaini l'ploini, mama plaini l'ploini. So you see, everything is, man has the ability to do nothing. Everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what his Rebbe taught him. So he says, im gzeira shava b'kolhi, v'advoran kipshatna, if that's true 100%, I have a kasha. He says, the Torah said, this is a riot that many Rishonim bring, that there has to be it can't be that everything is predetermined. The Torah told us we have to take safety precautions. You have to make a maika. You shouldn't go out into war because isha shegechena b'shai chaleno. So what does sin say? Something? It's a gzera. I mean, like people say, well, does, you know, you'll die anyway. Kach Baruch will kill you somewhere else. So what's the problem taking him out to the battlefront? He says it's a furish a pasik. V'chi yesh ba'olam baldeya yistapik le'dava ze achmas shakos b'Torah. Can anyone have any tzat sofik? The Torah says, do not send somebody who's newly married to the battlefield because he might die. Okay, if you're telling me that you die no matter what, then what's the problem? What I'm telling you is the right pshat to anybody who's a bardas. Build your shita on a furish of passing the Torah. Start with this. The Torah says that we have a wide range of sovereignty to do things, and what happens is a result of our ma'isim. And then if you find a pasuk in a Navi or in Chazal that seem to argue, so think about it until you understand pshat, not chazal or not navi. So if you come up with a pshat that it stims with what the Torah says, good. You say the following: I don't understand what the Navi means of Chazal, but it can't mean what it's saying literally. What it means, I don't know. That's fair. We're not mechuyev to know. But a person should take something which is so mefurish in the Torah, and so clear, and because he found a Chazal somewhere that he teaches kipshuta and he says it's soisa wrong. He's doing it. He's going the opposite direction. When it says bita shel plaini l'plaini, so it seems predestined. It's a type of hashkocha. If the people are doing what's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezavik them. Sometimes the person deserves to have a zivug that always be problematic. V'zeh kinyan she'amru, afilu mamzeh echad b'seif ha'olam, mamzeh echad b'seif ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zav zeh zeh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds the problems and puts them together. V'ein davar zeh shava b'koil, al eilu shen schayv v'shezoch m'shish ben hakim. It's not a hard and fast rule. This is part of the big structure of schar v'einish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what people deserve, what they get, and so on. I once had a chav of mine, when he got married, he thought he'd be very, very poetic. So the pasuk that he wrote on his wedding invitation, instead of the usual, you know, kol simchas kala, he wrote Moishev Yechidim Boisa, which is very beautiful. Until someone pointed out, after the invitation went out, the chazal say Moishev Yechidim Boisa, afilu nimtza mamza b'seifechshar la mamzer sechel seifoyd lam kashbruch v'yimazavka. That's Chazal Shash on the pasuk. This is after invitations were printed and sent out, so I think he was duly chastised into sticking to the conventional. Chol elad dvarim bnuyim ma'shepashne ba'avus ma'shivante v'chochem gadlatav leiv meivin yeshlecha shekarta dvarim idata chashar. So he compliments me and says, you got it right, you have galata cup, you understand well, and you're right. So that's the second one. The third one. So this Ger Tzedek had a whopping machlokas with his Rebbe about whether Muslims are the Avodah Zarah. His Rebbe tainted that certain ceremonies of the Avodah Zarah, of the Muslims are Avodah Zarah, and he denied it. Until his Rebbe basically told him that he's an idiot, and he kind of got a little bit upset. Shaila Shlishis. Al Eila Yishmaelim Shemata to Einav the Zara. You said that the Yishmaelim are not a Zara, but I'm like a rabbi can have a Zara. Vavonim Shemachlish Mashlichim Betar Pusan Hilamar Kolis. So, there was a ceremony, there's an Arab ceremony. Today they do it by the Hajj. They toss rocks on the mountain, on Mount Arafat, and that's part of the ceremony. So as Rabbi told him, the throwing the rocks is Avodah Zarah Makulis, and he said it's not. He answered you very sharply. You got sad and embarrassed. And he said, a fool needs to be answered, as he is. Tshuva. Eila Yishmaelim in Avodah Zarah klal. Yishmaelim anad of Avodah Zarah. Ukvar nichrasa mipiyam oliba miyachnu lekel yichud karoi. They are believers in yichud yichjemu doifi. V'loi mipnei shehen meshak aleinu mechazin v'ayim meshaonu neim sheish lekel ben. Nechazev kein anachna leim neim sheva zarah. Even though they claim that we believe God has a son, we don't have to shy away from the emes. They're idiots, but they are not of those are. This is a very powerful point. He says, yes, they're idiots. They say sheker. They say that we believe this and that. The reply is not that we should also lie. And we tell the truth, and we tell it the way it is. Even if it's not comfortable to say a kind word about Yishmaeli. V'im yoyma shabayi shemekalsin sebeis avodah zorahu, v'avodah zorah tzfuna betoichoy, she'ev no yisebeis avodah. Maybe you'll tell me in Mecca, they taina, it used to be a place of avodah zorah, so somewhere deep inside, there's still avodah zorah hidden. Ma bekach. Eila mishtach nega yoyim in liban shemayim. They don't know the difference. They... A person who worships Avodah Zarah and he thinks that he's in a shul now davening, that's not called being Avodah Zarah. V'chein eila shmeilam ayim kulam, taf v'noshim, v'nichrus Avodah Zarah mipihem, v'ta'uzan shusin dvar macherim hi, she'yev shalom b'ksam nirishi Yisrael, al b'yichur Hashem ein lam toas klal. He says they're idiots and they believe in stupidities, which he said I cannot write more explicit because it'll get me into trouble, but in terms of believing in Kadosh Baruch Hu, they believe in one God. So then he says now it's true that the Yishmaelim in those places had three types of Avodah Zarah, Pa'or, Makulis, and Kamoish. And then Moida, they have those names in Arabic. And Pa'or was where you did your needs in front of Avodah Zarah. Markulis, they would throw stones. Ukemoish, they would uncover their hair and they wouldn't wear sewn clothing. It said, this is all known to us from before, but the Yishmaelim, they have these minhagim. But they have a very different understanding of what they're doing. They said the reason why we don't wear clothing that is sewn inside the mask is because it's a kniyah for our God, And throwing the stones is because of the Sutton. That's today. They throw the stones against the Satan. And some say that they're trying to stone the Avodah Zarahs that were there. Whatever it is, even though these minhagim may have evolved from Avodah Zarah, but in Adam by the Mashach Savonim Leshach Samakim Leisidam called Dvorim Shavodah Zarah like Bepiv LeBeliba Alima Sashmain Tachlis, they are not of the Avodah Zarah. So maybe the minhagim came from there, but at the end of the day, what they're doing is they mean for Achdus. And that your Rebbe answered you so sharply and made you so upset and called you a fool, avera gdoyle hi biyodei. It's a terrible avera. Vechet godel chata, and he did a terrible avera. Vekara beina sheshegig hu. I assume he's a shegig. Veroyle levakesh me mechila. He needs to ask mechila of you. Afal pishat talmid, even though you're his talmid. And then he needs to daven and fast. Maybe he'll have a kapara. Was he drunk? Didn't he remember that the 36 places the Torah is said to be careful how you treat a ger? It says you're not allowed to pain a ger, which means teasing him via nos dvar ila oma hu emes vateisa toya. Even if he was right and you were wrong, hoyle la hazvcha panadavirakis, he should have spoken nicely to you. Kol shekent shata emes hu toya. Certainly, when you're right and he's wrong, ve ad shezed doyzach shmeil meivda v'rezerm lav, and instead of him, clarifying whether Yishmael or Avodah Zarah or not, he should have examined himself about that he lost it. That he blew it, that he was able to humiliate a Ger Tzedek. He said, that what the Torah was mechayavas for geirim is extraordinary. Al ha'av va'eim nitzavina v'kibud ha'mayra. A father and mother, we have kibud ha'mayra. Al ha'neviyim l'shmoy alehem. V'efshu she'ichabed odem v'yira v'yishmi mimishen ha'avah. It's possible the person respect and fear and obey someone he doesn't like. Al geirim tzivona ba'ava, on geirim mechuyiv to love them, dova ha'mosav l'leiv. And then finally, the fact that he called you a fool, Tama Godel who, I really don't get it. A person left his father, his homeland, and a nation that is a powerful nation. And from the depths of his heart, he understood the emes. And he came to join a nation that is oppressed. Why? Because he recognized that they have the emes with them. He understood what Klal Yisrael is about. And he recognizes, he knows that all religions were taken from it. This one adds, takes off, changes. He recognizes us. He pursued HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went through Derech HaKodesh and it was Derech HaKodesh HaShechina. He came to learn, he wanted to become the scar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in that light, Dor HaChayim, v'lalois l'mailas ha'malochim, v'lismoyach simchas ha'tzadikim, v'hishtach oylem hazeh miliboy, he forgot about Olam Hazeh. And he wasn't sidetracked by the shtusim. Misha zuma losa ksilyakara, a person that this is his level of understanding is a fool. Chalila lecha, loy ksilkara Hashem shimcha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not consider you a ksil, ela maskil maven upikeach. Vehoylech nechoychos, v'talmidos Avraham Avinu, sheniach avoysav molaratoy v'notach Hashem. Incredible. Everything about it, you know, his force and his drive and the way he takes it and the way he understands it and the way he deals with it. I know it's incredible. These two letters are possibly the most powerful letters that in terms of his depth of empathy and passion and ratzon. It's incredible. Okay, good. Any question, anything? Beseda. Next week, in Mirz Hashem, there's a chasen of somebody in Yeshiva. So I will not, and we won't have next week, but Bezes Hashem, in 2 weeks, I think it should be okay. I mean, if not, let me just double check because Yaakov won't be around. There's Yaakov Rosen's wedding. In 2 weeks,
it's always around. Believe me or not, I'll send an email to everyone.
Okay, but say that. In 2 weeks, should be fine. So next week, not. Mes Hashem in 2 weeks. Okay. What? Yes.
Is there a placement where the Kuzri talks about Geir and how he seems to imply that the Mech is less, a level less of Yidden? Is that my memory?
I don't know. They can't be a melt. There's certain things. It's interesting. He says there'll be yira hayra. They can't be dayonim. There are certain things. There's mikar v'checha, but it's also the dinner mikar v'chech tas melecha melech. But I don't know. I'm not.
Something with the sefer also. No, they can't write sefer or something.
No.
Is something with sefer also that they can. It's on the chatchila or something.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know. I can't answer you. But basically, it's Srara and things of that nature. Normal things, whatever it is, it has nothing to do with the personal mile of the person. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
What?
No, thank you.
Take care. Good night.
Yeah.